All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and check for recording. All right, good. We are back with Returning to Mia. So, this is the official itch.io version 1.02 and not that Steam release one. Yeah, I got the game for $15. You can get it on itch. And hopefully GOG whenever they get their shit together. I mean, I've talked to the devs there in their server, and they're clueless as everyone else. As clueless as Jast about Tokyo Necro. Like, GOG doesn't just operate in Poland. They operate on another, like, it's like another dimension over there, right? It's like their whole thing is, it's like an alien language. It doesn't make sense, right? You would say, well, this should definitely be coming out because they've got all this done, and it won't. They'll release something that's completely different. Because they gave me Asterix and Obelix Slap Them 2, which me and DP will be playing. Because those are fun, right? And we might like to talk and beat stuff up, right? So we haven't had a good show where we've done that. So we want to have a good show where we just beat the shit out of stuff and rant and talk, right? That's fun stuff. So we got that one, and I got another game. But, not this one. So if you guys are wanting to get Returning to Mia, which is only like $15, you can get it at Steam or you can get it at itch.io. It's the 1.02 version, which is the latest version. The devs told me personally that is the newest version of the game. Alright. Man, that girl has me wrapped all the way around her finger. And you gotta be a man and say no. I remember listening to Karen Strawn. She was talking about that. One of the first Red Pill videos I ever saw. Where the woman was saying, I've got this man wrapped around my finger. You don't want to be that guy. And there may be some red pillisms in here. You never know. I mean, apparently, Enceden are a bunch of incels, according to some guy on Steam that had a very angry review for this game. So, fuck, I'm zonked. Did I really just use the word zonked? Damn, I must be more out of it than I thought. Maybe I'll just get a short rest. That should re-energize me a bit. Ah, that's better. Just a little.
Closing your eyes, you fall asleep almost instantly. Sometime later.
Grim. Hey, Grim, wake up. Grim! Huh? What is it? Dinner's ready. Dinner? What time is it? 7:30. Shit, I must have been out for a while. Also, 7:30's a bit late to eat dinner, isn't it? I usually eat at about 6, guys. Looks like it. How do you feel? Better. Good. Well, dinner's on the table, so come down whenever you're ready. Yeah, okay. I'm really not looking forward to this. I literally don't see any way this won't be incredibly awkward. Why couldn't Vivian be here? Certainly looks different. Wow, I am desperate. Damn, guess it's time to bite the bullet. Or maybe I could just say I'm sick and skip dinner altogether. Ugh. Or maybe not. Alright, let's do this. You're a grown-up, Grim, now. Sack up and do this. Man, his hair is looking like mine.
Enter the kitchen.
Except, I look more like the villain from The Fifth Element right now. Ah, look who's finally graced us with his presence, Hungry. Oh, sorry. That's how I would have said it, but no, let's do it the way the devs want it. Ah, look who's finally graced us with his presence, Hungry. Yeah, definitely. Hey, Mia's breasts don't look as big in this one. Yeah, starving, actually. I'm not much of a cook, but since this is a special occasion, I thought I'd give it a crack. It looks great. Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. What did we eat? Well, you got a steak, ribeye, you got them peas and carrots. My mother actually gives those to the dog, believe it or not. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, take peas and carrots and mix it with the dog food and all that, for real. Those dogs get like a fucking course meal in this house. And are those fries? Man, I mean, you got your potato group, got your starches, you got your meat, you got your vegetable, and you got that little salad, that tomato gave me heartburn like you wouldn't believe. And then we have a cola pop. There you go. Go ahead and mix that and that together and see how your stomach feels. It looks great. Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. But let's get to it then. Wouldn't want it getting cold.
After a few bites.
So what's the verdict? Should we go on or throw it in the trash and order in? I like it. It has an interesting taste. I wonder how much I can fit into my mouth without swallowing it. What about you, Mia? The look on your face is making me think Grimm's just being nice. It's edible, I guess. I knew this was a bad idea. Let's just order in a pizza or something, right? No, don't be silly. It's fine. Yeah, they've definitely made her breasts a lot smaller than... I mean, she had, like, gigantic breasts in the original Summer with Mia. But that's fine. I guess it's more realistic, you know? And maybe Enseaton's gonna go for realism. Which is fine because, yeah, I think guys should be, I think guys should have a more, I mean, it is fantasy. So we don't want to say, oh, you should have like more realistic expectations for fantasy because that makes me look like an idiot. It's fantasy, Grim. You want us to see like normal women? It's like, yeah, but, all right. No, don't be silly. It's fine. Since you put in all this effort, the least we can do is eat it. Thanks, hon. But quickly and with as little chewing as possible. Chuckle. I'm glad you're having such a good laugh at my expense. It almost makes eating this worth it. Almost. So, Grim, how are you planning on spending your summer here? Haven't really thought much about it. Gotta say, that hair is certainly something. It's... Though since I don't really know anyone in this town, probably won't do much. It'll be a long couple of months if you don't have something to occupy your time with. Here we go. I can pitch in around here if you like. Chores, running errands, stuff like that, you know? I'm more than happy to help out. Really, that's very kind of you. Least I can do. You know, come to think of it, there is something you could help me out with. If it's not too much trouble, such as... Thing is, we've recently lost a few members of our staff at the bar. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind helping out in their place. Sure. I don't see why not. It won't be anything too involved, just basic little jobs around the place. Just to help lighten the load. You got it. Don't you think we should find someone who has at least some experience working in a bar? You know that's not really an option, Mia. And I'm sure you'll be able to manage. Besides, if I had thought like that, you'd never have gotten a job there to begin with. So that settles it. We'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow? No time like the present, unless you had other plans. No, not really. Good, now enough talk. Let's hurry up and get this dinner over with.
For the rest of dinner, the three of you sit quietly and eat the atrocity of a meal Grace cooked up.
Damn. Everyone finished? Just barely. Great, now if you don't mind, could the two of you take care of the dishes? I think I've earned a little me time in front of the TV. Sure. It'll be faster if I just do it myself, since I know where everything goes. I'd like to help. It'll give me a chance to learn my way around the kitchen. I appreciate it, but that's not really necessary. He's insisting, Mia, don't be rude. She'd love your help, Grim. Great. She must really not want to be alone with me if she's willing to do the dishes all by herself. Well, I'll leave you to it. I'm gonna go and put my feet up for a while. No worries, we got it covered. I know you do. You really didn't have to help, Grim. I'm more than happy to do it myself. I know, but another pair of hands can't hurt, right? She doesn't look too happy with me. Have it your way. Come on, let's clear the table. I'll wash you dry. That okay with you? Sure, whatever you need. Good. So So, what the fuck do I talk to her about? Or should I just keep quiet? Nope. The silence is even more awkward. How's it been living here the past couple of years? You happy? Relatively so, but at least now I'm doing something with myself. So that alone makes being here worth it. I know how you feel. College has actually given me purpose. Something to strive for, I guess. I'm happy for you. I really am. Well, I have you to thank for it. Not sure about that. I'm serious. I don't know what I would have done without that money. And what you said in that letter. Can we talk about something else? All that stuff's in the past. It's really not worth talking about it anymore. Oh, yeah, of course, the past. Got it. So, you made any friends here? I mean, other than, Oliver. Right, Oliver. To be honest, no. Really? That's surprising. Unlike me, you were always good at making new friends. Any particular reason? Work takes up a lot of my time these days, especially lately. Lately? You'll find out about all that soon enough. Should I be worried? No. Things have just been a bit more challenging, that's all. I see. Hopefully whatever it is, it can be sorted out soon so that you can have some more free time. I refuse to live in a world where you're not the social butterfly you always were. Like I said, that's the past. I grew up. I know, but even grown-ups have friends. Friends are fickle. Ooh. Oh, I know what she's talking about. Yeah, after the bullshit that went on with, what's-her-name, I can't blame her. So why waste the time and energy on them if they're just gonna disappoint you? Can you just pass me that pan over there? Yeah. Thank. God damn it. I'll get it. No, I got it. It's closer to me anyway. What are you waiting for? Are you gonna fuck me or do you need an invitation first? Hey, what are you doing? What? No, nothing. I was just, forget it. Just get out of the kitchen. I'll do the rest myself. You got the wrong idea, Mia. I swear I wasn't looking. Just leave. Please. What's with the ruckus in here? It's nothing. Don't worry about it. Mia, I'm sorry. What was that about? Nothing. We just had a little misunderstanding. It didn't sound so little. Sure everything's okay? Yeah, forget about it. Okay then. Then I take it she'll be doing the rest of the dishes on her own? I'd say so, unless you want me to. No, let her do it. That's what she wanted to begin with, after all. Why don't you come watch a movie with me? Sure, why not? Good, I'm a lot more fun than Mia anyway, at least while she's on her period, I am. Which, by the way, I think she is. Oh god, did I really just say that? Yes, you did, ma'am. Never mind, let's go.
Walking into the living room, you sit down across Grace.
What, do I smell or something? Come sit next to me, not all the way over there. Oh, okay, just thought you'd want your own space. I've been divorced for years. I got more than enough personal space. Too much, if anything. What is it? Do I have something on my face? Sorry, but I still just can't get over how much you've grown. Yup. How do I even respond to that? How old are you again? I'm not sure if I even asked. 22! Old enough to drink. Huh? Jeez, what I wouldn't give to be that young again. Yeah, you and me both. I can smell some alcohol on her breath. She probably tipped a few back while making dinner. You're talking like you're an old woman. You're still young yourself. Yeah, I know. That's what Viv keeps telling me. But I lived a hard 36 years. Yeah. Then again, so is she. How so? I might look all put together right now, Grim, but there was a long stretch of time where I was anything but. Yeah, I heard the stories. Apparently you were quite a wild one back in the day. Is that what Laura said? More or less. I think she even described you as the black sheep of the family at one point. Of course she did, though I can't say she's completely inaccurate. Plus, she doesn't even know the half of it. Really? Color me intrigued. Haha, those are tales such innocent ears as yours really should not hear. Not nearly as innocent as you think. I got my share of stories, too. Oh, really? Now I'm the one who's intrigued. Care to share any of them with me? Quid pro quo, I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours. I don't know. I'll think about it and get back to you. Fair enough. Still think I got you beat. Get the fuck out of here. Whoops, didn't expect that to slip out. Think I can handle it. That's a bold claim, Grim. Though your stories wouldn't stand a donkey's dick chance against mine. Donkey's dick? What does that mean? I don't know. Definitely heard someone say it once before. Well, whatever you decide to spill, I'm right here. Just out of curiosity, what kind of stories are we talking about? Oh, what kind of stories are you talking about? The only ones worth telling. Gulp, I can't believe she's being this forward. But don't worry, I'll spare you some of the naughtier details. Aren't the naughty details pretty much the best parts? They truly are, aren't they? But hearing stuff like that won't be weird for you? Not at all, why would it? Would it be weird for you? Not even a little bit. One thing you'll soon learn about me, Grim, is that I'm in no sense of the word a shy woman. Yeah, I believe it. Just out of curiosity, these escapades don't all involve your girlfriend, do they? That'd be a bit disappointing. Honestly, none of them do. Wow, so I take it you really cleaned up your act after getting with her? You could say that. And this girl of yours, Sadie, right? Yep. She's not so adventurous? No, she is. It's just that the bar is set so high it'd be almost impossible for anyone to reach it. I don't know about that, bro. I think you're simping hard for her. Really? You know, I can't tell if you're being serious or just full of it. What part of it is so hard to believe? Don't know. You just don't strike me as being a very sexual guy. What am I, sucking on a pacifier or something? Why does everyone keep saying that? I don't mean it in a bad way. You can only mean it in a bad way. There's literally no way to see it as a compliment. Guess that's true. It's like the verbal equivalent of pinching someone's cheek. Exactly. Okay. Why don't we just watch a movie? Sure, let's do it. Good. And hopefully that'll take your mind off the ego-destroying emasculation you just suffered. We can only hope.
For the next couple of hours, you and Grace sit and watch what might be one of the worst movies ever made.
Well, damn!
Once that's over, you go upstairs to your bedroom, change into your sleepwear, and jump in bed.
Why are all the movies terrible? The movie in the last one was also bad. And the movie they went to go see in the theater was bad, too. Ugh, what a day. Just happy that it's finally over, and I don't have to keep dreading it. I hope tomorrow's a little easier. Still, I won't get my hopes up. Got a feeling things are going to be tense between Mia and I for a while. Who knows? Maybe even forever.
Shortly after, you fall into a deep sleep. Hours later.
Ugh, fuck, gotta piss. I hate that. Oh, I hate that. It's either one or two, and you get up in the morning, you're like, ah, I want to sleep. The body's like, no. I can't see shit. Where the hell is the bathroom? What the? Are there people in the pool? Is that Vivian? And who's that girl she's with? Oh shit, they're making out. It's probably not a good idea to be watching this. I just can't bring myself to look away. And now I really gotta take a piss.
You search around the first floor until you eventually find the bathroom.
Finally. Not sure how much longer I could hold it. Wow, I'm as hard as a rock. I wonder if that's because I'm busting the piss, or from what I just saw. Who am I kidding? It has nothing to do with needing a piss. That's better. Guess I've been so tense, I must have unconsciously been holding it all in. Much better. Now I can go back to bed and try forgetting what I saw. Although, gotta say, Vivian's got game. That girl she was with was really hot. And young. Much younger than her, I'd say. Who knows? Maybe that's her type. But whatever, it's not my business. What she does in her own time has nothing to do with... Whoa! Hi there. Where did you... What the hell are you doing sneaking up on me like that? Enjoyed the show? What show? You know, it's really not polite to spy. But it's polite to be fucking some random girl in the middle of the night in your friend's yard? Fair enough. How did you even get in the house? I smashed the glass and unlocked the door from the inside. She's got a key. Aha, very funny. Seriously, though? I know where Grace keeps the spare key. Simple as that. How often do you do this type of stuff? What stuff are you referring to? A lot of angles they want to show here. The midnight fun by the pool or letting myself into the house? Both. Hard to say, I've done it so many times that I kind of lost track. And I assume Grace isn't aware of this? Doubt it, unless she has a proclivity for spying on you. For spying like you. Okay, there we go. I wasn't spying, I was just... Well, you were just what? Okay, I was kind of spying. But you pretty much made it hard not to. You're quite the little pervert, aren't you? I'm surprised. I'm not a pervert. Just get out of here, will you? I'm going to bed. Sweet dreams, Grim. Try not to blow your load too fast. Giggle. Bitch.
You go back upstairs to your bedroom and slide in bed.
God, that woman really gets on my nerves. Got a feeling she might end up being the hardest part of this summer. Where does she even get off? She doesn't even know a damn thing about me. Calling me a pervert? As if that's not the type of guy I am. At least, not anymore, it's not. I'm nothing like I was back then. Nothing at all.
Soon, you fall asleep again.
Good.
Next morning.
Grim! Huh? What is it? Rise and shine, kiddo. We got a big day ahead of us. Big day. Don't tell me you already forgot about your generous offer? Oh, no, of course not. My mind's just a little foggy right now. Well, you best get it unfogged because we're heading off to the bar in an hour. No problem.
Yeah. Just give me a cup of coffee.
I'll be ready and raring to go. That's the spirit. I'll get out of your hair so you can get yourself dressed in peace. Thanks. I have a feeling this might be the start of a very interesting summer for you, Grim. Very interesting, indeed. I don't doubt that. Just got a feeling it's not for the reasons you think.
Still half asleep, you slide yourself out of bed and throw on some clothes.
Yeah.
I need to piss. Again. I'm almost done. Just give me a minute. Looks like Mia's in there. I didn't even think she was physically capable of being awake this early. Unless, of course, she was still awake from the night before. Remind me to pick up some tampons on the way home from work. I've been menstruating like a mother... Ah! I'll, remember to do that. Sorry, I thought you were Grace. Yeah, I figured. Suppose having me around will take some getting used to, huh? Yeah. This is definitely getting awkward. I should say something to break the tension. I was just thinking of how weird it was to see you up this early. It's almost like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I don't really see what's so weird about it. I do this almost every day. Right? I suppose you do now. Though I get where you're coming from. Obviously you're not used to seeing it. Yeah, that's what I meant. Grim? Yeah? You're blocking the door. Oh! Sorry, I don't want to hold you up any longer. You probably got things to do. And I gotta take a leak anyway, so I should probably do that. Great, well, the bathroom's all yours. Jesus, what the fuck is wrong with me? Can I just once not crumble into a bumbling idiot when I talk to her? You know what the problem is, don't you, Grim? You're thinking too much, and for once in your stupid life, you shouldn't. Just relax. You and me are living under the same roof. No big deal, right? Of course not. We both moved on. She clearly has, and so have I. I'm in college. Got a girlfriend who I adore. Everything's going just fine. Better than fine. It's going perfectly. Just perfectly. Why the fuck am I still pissing?
Once you finally finish emptying out your abnormally sized bladder, you head towards the kitchen.
Please tell me that's for me. It is, and you're welcome. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Whoa, slow down there. We're not in that much of a rush to leave. You're gonna burn yourself. It's like long exhale. There's something going on in the background there. Well, okay. I don't know what it is. Something's going white. I don't know. Oh, not possible. College taught me to handle chugging down hot coffee easily. And how's that? Well, you're not left with much choice when you keep waking up 10 minutes before class. I see. So punctuality is not one of your strengths then? Not when I go to bed 2 hours before said class. And I assume we have your girlfriend to blame for that? No, of course not. Not always. Don't be so bashful, Grim. You're young and energetic. Nothing wrong with that. Hell, when I was your age, I was the same. Probably worse. Really? You wouldn't by chance be in the mood to share some of those details now, would you? You're saying you're interested? Would I be asking if I wasn't? No, I suppose not, but you don't think talking about this stuff with me is weird? Why? We're both adults. Besides, I doubt anything you can say can shock me. Oh, a challenge? Because if it is, I don't think I'll be able to back down. Then it is a challenge. Give me your filthiest story and no holding back. You know, I think it might be a little too early for that. But how about this? If I see you having a real positive attitude today, when we come home tonight, and you still want to hear a tale of the absolute debauchery from my wilder days, again, you better think carefully if you do. Then I'll tell you one. We got a deal? Deal. Good. Now hurry up and finish your coffee. We're leaving soon. Oh, I almost forgot. Would you do me a favor and go pick up a few towels by the pool? No doubt Viv is the one responsible for leaving them there. And if I told her once, I told her 1,000 times to clean up after herself. Still, here we are. Sure, it's no problem. You're a doll. For what reason she needs 2 towels is beyond me, but what can you do? I imagine one was for her young friend. I'm almost tempted to spill the beans on the little soiree Vivian's been getting up to. Almost. Here it is, scene of the crime. Also, considering what I witnessed last night, I bet there's a fuck ton of DNA evidence, too. Better make sure these get a good washing. Twice. In fact, make it 3 times, just to be safe. What baffles me even more is how someone so reckless wasn't already caught. What the hell is that? You gotta be shitting me. Yup, that's her all right. But what the hell is she doing past that on the grass? She didn't sleep here the whole night, did she? Hey! Nice ass. Wake up! Huh? What is it? What happened? Huh? Who are you? The police. You're under arrest for trespassing and public indecency. What? No! I wasn't trespassing, I swear. I know the people who live here. You do, huh? And they're okay with you being passed out half naked in their yard? Yes? Yes, are you asking me if they're okay with it? You don't sound too sure, miss. Yes? What? I mean, no. No, they're not okay with it. What was the question again? Oh boy, I got a sneaking suspicion this one's not too bright. Better stop messing with her before her brain burns out. Just forget it, I'm only... I plead insanity. Huh? What are you talking... No, wait, I want to call my lawyer. Lawyer, just calm down for a sec. You don't happen to know any lawyers, do you? You don't need a lawyer. I was just joking.
Suddenly, she drops to her knees.
Please don't arrest me. I'm too weak for prison. I'll never make it in the joint. But look at me. I'm so delicate. Even though I look like I'm in good shape, I'm really not. It's just genetics. I mean, take a look at these arms. Look at them. There's no muscle on me whatsoever. Please. They'll eat me alive in there. I'm gonna become someone's bitch on the first day. Shut up. It was just a joke. I'm not a cop and you're not under arrest, okay? You're not gonna arrest me? Like I said, I'm not a cop, so I couldn't even if I wanted to. Suppose I could make a citizen's arrest or something. Ah, no! I'm not going to, so please, for the love of God, relax.
Finally, she gets back up again.
Really? Really? I feel kind of bad now. What's your name? Cindy. Cindy, huh? Pretty name. Oh, thanks. My parents gave it to me. Really? No way. Am I being pranked? Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Grim. Oh, cool. I have a cousin named Grim. No shit, that's some coincidence. Wait, no. Actually, his name's Brett. Of course it is. Oh, but the two of you do have the same color hair. Brown. We do, huh? You sure about that? Of course I'm sure, silly. I know what color my own cousin's hair was. Wait. Holy fuck, I gotta end this conversation before my IQ completely drops. Know what? It doesn't matter. It's nice to meet you, but I think it's about time you head home. You do know where home is, right? Of course I do. What do I look like, an idiot? No, don't answer that. Anyway, it was nice meeting you too. Maybe I'll see you around. I have a feeling you just might. Oh, and before you leave, you might wanna... What? Your breast is kind of exposed. Huh? Oh, would you look at that? It is! Not that you mind, right? Giggle. Well, this was a lot of fun, but guess I should head off. Catch you later. Cindy? Yeah? Your breast is still, hanging out. Hmm? Oh my god, it is. Whoopsie! Giggle. I've literally known women that dumb. Like, that's a real thing. To you smart women out there, because I know that those exist too, but I also know some really, really dumb ones. It's like, hey, I didn't know, like, I remember I worked with one. She was just drop-dead gorgeous, but my god, I had to explain the simplest things to people. It's just, I had to explain the simplest things to her. Like, I was talking about that somebody went from one state to another, and they're like, well, how'd they do that? And I was like, okay, got on an airplane, and they went from one place to another. Oh, like an airport, right? Yeah! It was almost charming to me, because she was so stupid. She was so beautiful and so stupid. And I was like, oh my god. I'd have to explain everything to this woman, and it'd be the most amazing. Because I like explaining things to people, obviously. So I'd be like, she's gorgeous, and I'd have to explain everything. I don't know, I think a lot of guys would grow tired of that. Man, you can have her. I had to tell her how to take a bath. I had to tell her how to brush. So, it's not just one tooth, it's all the tooth. Yeah, it's all the tooth. You brush all the teeth when you do that. And you don't swallow the toothpaste, you spit out the toothpaste. That's how you do it. I thought I was supposed to swallow. No, you spit out. That's fluoride. You don't want to swallow that. Bye! Oh. Well, God did one thing, right? And by the way, thanks for not arresting me, Officer Grimm. I'm not a cop. Ah, screw it. You're welcome, Cindy. Have a nice day. I'll do my best. Later. Did that just really happen? Or did I imagine it? I've said that a few times in my life as well, folks. You don't get to the age of 38 and not go through, holy shit, did that just happen? A few times in your life. There's no way someone like that can actually exist, right? Oh no, they're real. They're fucking real, 100%. Hand to God, you know? Some of you are religious. So put the hand on the Bible? Oh yeah, absolutely. There are definitely women out there like that.
Suddenly, you feel a light tap on your back.
Well, guess that answers that question. It is brown. What are you talking about? My cousin Rhett, his hair is brown. Rhett, I thought you said his name was Brett. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. I think I know my own cousin's name, Grim. At this point, I'm not so sure about that. Anyway, you know how I remembered his hair was brown? I don't know, because he's your cousin and it's just something you should know? Nope, because one time when we were kids, I smushed a chocolate ice cream cone onto Brett's head. Rhett. Right! And he started, this is too realistic for me. Oh, Jesus. I've dealt with this in real life. I just had to take my glasses off for a minute and just... Yo, and Seton Games, you got a two on the fucking nose. I know you were making this character as a parody, but that's a real thing, I swear to God. And he started crying and crying, but then my mom tried comforting him, you know? So she told him how she was jealous and wished her hair tasted like it looked. Brown like chocolate? Exactly. And then she licked his head and he laughed and laughed. Well, now that that mystery is solved, I'll be able to sleep tonight. Cindy? Or was it banana ice cream? Oh, God. Unbelievable. I'm gonna go inside now. Sure thing.
Deciding you couldn't listen to any more of her nonsensical babble, you turn and go back inside.
That took an awfully long time. If this is the type of work I can expect from you at the bar, then I don't have high hopes. I'm sorry, I just got a little sidetracked. Well, we better get going. I didn't know you didn't get around to having breakfast. But I'm sure we can find something for you to eat at the bar. It's fine, I don't usually have much of an appetite in the morning anyway. If you say so. Alright, let's go.
Taking Grace's car, the three of you drive down to the bar.
So, what do you think? It says coffee. I don't think you want the answer to that. Ouch, it's not a very nice thing to say. Especially to the person who's taking you in for the summer. So what did you want me to do, lie? Yes. No! Well, I think it's cute, and you haven't even seen the inside yet. So hold your horses, I'm being too judgmental right off the bat, will you? I'll do my best. Thank you, follow me. Just keep in mind, I don't need another blow to my self-esteem. So if you say anything even remotely negative, you'll be sleeping outside. Why don't I think she's joking? Just so you know, she's not joking. Hate it when I'm right.
You all go inside.
Ta-da! Oh, it looks nice on the inside. Oh, there's a pole. Okay, this is an interesting little bar. Well, should I take your speechlessness as a good sign or a bad one? Somehow I think it might be worse than the outside. Really? Bad, definitely bad. Shut it, Mia. What the hell do I say to this? I mean, anything complimentary would be like telling a burn victim they have beautiful skin. Okay, Grim, just say something already. The silence is starting to weird me out. It's something. Wow. It's something. What the hell does that mean? It's nice. Simple. No frills. Furniture might be a little old-fashioned, but... Please, that's enough. I get the picture. Fair enough. Although, speaking of pictures, this place could do with a few. Thank you, Grim. I got it. Sorry. Let's just get to work, shall we? Whatever you want, I'm at your service. Good. Mia? Yeah? Would you mind dropping by the store and picking up a bag of lemons and maybe a couple of pineapples? Sure. What are they for? Cocktails, garnishes, stuff like that. Oh. You're not much of a drinker, are you? Not really. I mean, I do drink occasionally. Pretty much just, basics. I'll be back in a few. Why don't you take Grim along? You can show him some of the ingredients we use on our drinks menu. You wouldn't mind that, Grim, would you? Could I just do this on my own today? I'm feeling a little under the weather and would rather just be in and out of the store. Okay, you're not coming down with something, are you? No, nothing like that. It's just some woman stuff. Ah, I see. Say no more. Thanks, I won't be long. Well, guess it's just us for a while. Guess so. Why don't you come back behind the bar with me so I can show you how we organize things? Sure.
Over the next few short minutes, Grace showed you an ins and outs of how everything worked.
So, do you get it? Yeah, I under... You pull this lever right here, then when the till opens you... Please don't repeat it again. I get it, Grace. It's really not that hard. Sorry, I just want to make sure that you're completely confident. I understand, but I got it. Don't worry. Good. I hope I'm not getting on your nerves too much. It's just that I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. Is it okay if I ask why? Why?
She looks towards the door.
That's why. Huh? Hi, neighbors. Isn't it just the most perfect Monday morning? It wasn't until you showed up. What the hell do you want, Sebastian? From you? Ha ha ha, what on earth could I possibly want from you? Dunno, a black eye? Always so negative, aren't you? Not a great trait for someone in the service industry. And I guess it's a good thing you're not a customer, is it? Me and the rest of the town. Just fuck off, will ya? Who's the kid, another one of my future employees? Just ignore him, Grim. He thrives off the attention. I have to be honest, I didn't think Grace was even able to afford another employee. What's she paying you in, breadsticks? It's none of your damn business, so why don't you buzz off? Gotta hand it to you, Grace. You might be paying him jack shit, but it looks like you somehow got his loyalty. Whatever little it may be worth. Why don't you go and shove your... That's okay, Grim, I don't want to keep encouraging him. Now, if you're done tormenting me, why don't you...
Cutting the conversation short, Mia walks in.
You're not gonna believe this, but... what's he doing here? Mia, is it just me, or are you getting more and more beautiful each time I see you? Don't talk to me. Never mind him, Mia. He was just leaving. Mia, did you forget something? Yeah, that's just what I was gonna tell you. They were sold out of all the pineapple and lemons. Sold out, but it's only 10 o'clock. Who could have bought? You didn't. Didn't what? Buy out the store's entire stock of two of your most used ingredients? Afraid I did. You son of a... Are you serious? You're so desperate to drive me out of business that you'd stoop to such pettiness? Drive you out of business? Wherever did you get that idea? I would never want such a thing. After all, where else would my patrons go to relieve themselves? Ha 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 ha! Only paying customers can use the restroom. Oh, I know, especially since I'm the reason you enforced that rule to begin with. Ha 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 ha! Get out! Get the fuck out of my bar! Cool your tits, Grace. I'm just having a little fun. I said get out! Okay, I'm going. Oh, and by the way, kid, if you ever want to work somewhere where you're not embarrassed to be seen inside, just come talk to me. Wow, what an arrogant prick. I swear that motherfucker's gonna be the death of me. Just let it be, Grace. By getting all worked up, you're just giving him what he wants. I know, but he has a real knack of getting my blood boiling. Tell me about it. How long has this been going on for? Since he opened up, probably 6 or 7 months now. And from what I gather, this place hasn't been doing so great since then? Eh, you could say that. I'm just thinking out loud here, but why don't we put out a hit on him? Mia. Like I said, just thinking out loud. To be honest, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it. But apparently it's quite difficult to find someone willing to murder for a BJ. You, I did not need to hear that. I'm joking, but if either of you know someone... Nope. Shame. Grim? I haven't spoken to Sam for a while. I bet he'd at least entertain the idea. You know Sam would. Still, probably shouldn't bring him up in front of Mia. Seems like she's doing her best to keep the past in the past. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank. Then I guess that option is moot. Damn. Oh, we have another, Oh, cool, she's a police officer. Damn. Whatever, I wasted enough time thinking about that dirtbag. Let's just put our focus back on work. Oh, whose phone is that? Okay. I don't know, but we're gonna find out next time when we return to Mia.